In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Vidi aquam, egredientem de templo, a latere dextro. I saw water coming from the right side of the temple. These words can be found in the book of the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament. At that time, the temple of Jerusalem had been destroyed, and the people of God reduced to captivity in Babylon. So God wanted to console his people and to give them a message of hope through the mouth of his prophet. So Ezekiel was brought to the top of a mountain, and there he had a vision. He saw the new temple of God and a source of water coming from the right side. And this was a promise of salvation, a promise that God would not forsake his people, that one day they would see the new temple, a temple in which would dwell the fullness of the divinity. The real temple of God, from whose right side would come forth a source of living waters for the salvation of mankind. But this prophecy remained a mystery for many and many centuries. The Jews, they bowed their heads before these words with respect, but with no understanding. If we had asked, "What does this prophecy mean?" they would not be able to answer. But the key to open the sense of these divine words is given to us in the New Testament by St. John the Apostle. St. John, whose purity made him able to penetrate the secrets of God himself. St. John, who dared to repose his head upon the heart of our Lord and to listen to the divine melody of his heartbeat. St. John is the one who is going to explain to us the meaning of this prophecy. And it could not be otherwise. It had to be St. John, because he was the only apostle to follow the Master until the end, to follow our Lord up to the Calvary. When all the others abandoned our Lord, he was standing there with the Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross. And it was there, at the top of the mountain, that St. John had a vision. And he saw one of the soldiers opened the side of Jesus with a sword, and there came out blood and water. So this is the same vision that Ezekiel had many centuries before the death of our Lord. But what Ezekiel saw in figure, St. John saw in reality. Because the temple is Christ Himself, in which dwells the fullness of the divinity, and His heart is the source, the fountain of living waters, which was opened for our salvation. So the promise of salvation that God made to His people through the prophet Ezekiel was accomplished on that day when Jesus Christ our Lord gave His life for us. And from His side, from His heart, came out a source of living waters. Waters that can heal our wounds. Waters that can clean our sins. Waters that can make us pure once again. But we could say that it is not enough that this source of life was opened for us. It is not enough if these waters do not touch us. Et omnes ad quos pervenit aqua ista, salvi facti sunt. Only those who are touched by these waters can be saved. Listen to what says our Lord. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. So if we are thirsty for salvation, if we long for eternal life, we have to come to Him and drink the living water which comes from His right side. We must have contact with this living water if we want to be alive ourselves. And it is water symbolizes here the merits of the passion and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is not enough for our salvation that Christ died on the cross. It is not enough if we do not have contact, if we do not touch, if we do not enter in communion with this mystery. Our Lord, by His life and death, acquired an immense treasure of merits, of spiritual graces for each one of us. But if we do not come to have participation in this richness, in this treasure, it cannot help us. And we come to participate in the infinite treasure of the merits of our Lord through the sacraments. Because the seven sacraments are the seven fountains of living waters which flow from the heart of Jesus Christ for the salvation of mankind. Every time we receive with devotion one of the sacraments of the Church, we are being touched by the living waters of the heart of Jesus. Every time we receive one of the sacraments, we participate in the treasure of the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we become spiritually richer. And my brethren, this is the only richness that really matters. So let us place ourselves at the foot of the cross of our Lord, together with our Blessed Mother and Saint John. Let us be there, looking at the right side of our Lord, opened by the sword, looking at this fountain of life, from which flow rivers of living waters. And let us remain there, underneath this divine source, in order to receive the pardon of our sins, the healing of our wounds, the strength we needed to be holy, the salvation of our souls. Yes, we saw living waters coming from the right side of the Savior. And only those who are touched by these waters will be saved. They shall sing eternally, Alleluia. So my brethren, let these waters of salvation touch you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.